Hey everybody, it's me, Mark, and welcome back to another episode of the Candle Shore Podcast. I recently purchased a fifth generation black on black on black 16 GB iPod Nano. No one is more surprised than I am that I have just purchased my third Apple device, and I'm doing my best not to become a Kool-Aid drinker. But I got to tell you, it's hard because when Apple does something, I hate saying this, they do it right. They really, really do. And I'm going to give a short demonstration of the Nano. And as I do this, I can almost begin to feel the cider, you know, that apple cider start to drip into my veins. But it is what it is. So let's get started with it. Let me give you the dimensions. And oh, and by the way, my primary goal in this short demonstration is to talk about the accessibility features for blind and low vision people. I'm holding this thing in my hand, and it is absolutely adorable. It is very, very small. But because I know some people really like to get into the specifics of it, I'm going to read this off to you. And then we'll get down to the good stuff, okay? The height is 3.6 inches. The width is 1.5 inches. The depth, and this is really awesome, it's less than a quarter inch. It's actually saying here 0.24 inch. It's amazing. It's very, very small. The weight of the iPod Nano 5th generation is 1.28 ounces. Of course, I told you I have the 16 gig, but they also make an 8 gig. This is a flash drive. As I look at the documentation, Apple, the press releases say that it holds up to 4,000 songs. It can hold a lot, okay? I'm not going to get into too much of this. So many different things will come into play as to how much you can hold on it. It has a built-in rechargeable lithium battery. According to the documentation, the playback time for music can be up to 24 hours. And let's see, for video, playback time up to 5 hours. It takes about 1.5 hours to get an 80% charge, and it looks like about a 3-hour charge time for a full battery charge. All right, when you take this lovely out of the box, what you're going to get, of course, is the iPod Nano. You're going to get a set of earphones, although it's not going to be the same earphones that you would get with the iPhone 3GS. I really don't know what the one for the iPod Touch is, since I don't own one, but the one for the 3GS, of course, have the headphones, has a remote, you know, built-in remote. However, you can insert the good ones, the remote control headphones, into the iPod Nano, and it'll work just fine. But the one that comes with it is just a plain, kind of a lower-end headset. It will come with a USB 2.0 cable, a dock adapter, that means you need it, it can be used with a universal docking station, and a quick start guide. Some quick start guide. The quick start guide is one piece of paper, maybe two, and says, hey, if you want to know how to use this thing, go to the website. What are you going to do? I think what fascinates me the most about the Nano is the so few controls on it. I'm holding it in my hand, and you have a hold button that you can turn, you know, move left or right to disengage the other controls. Interestingly enough, there's only one other control, and that's the click wheel. Okay, at the bottom of the device is the port where you insert the USB cable, and there's one 3.5 millimeter headset adapter for a line out. And that's all there is to it. Now keep in mind, this device does have a video screen, a very high resolution for its size. A very nice resolution video screen, so you can watch videos on here. I'm not going to go into how to configure iTunes. There are tons of podcasts and manuals on that. I really want to stick with just the accessibility of the Nano. I will tell you why I would recommend the Nano and who I suggest would benefit from it. I'm an iPhone 3GS user. I use VoiceOver, which is a screen reader, for those of you who don't know. I exercise, or would like to exercise, or do exercise, or will exercise, use whatever you want, regularly. I can tell you that I've been doing so for a little over maybe 11 years now. I've had no fewer than 18 different types of devices that will deliver audio content during my workouts. My workouts tend to be aerobic, either on a Nordic Trek skier in the old days, a treadmill, whatever, what have you. All right. Now, the iPhone 3GS, which, by the way, is currently my favorite device, although the Nano is coming up a close second, certainly can be used as the audio delivery device during a workout. However, you know, it's kind of big. I don't like the idea of sweating on a $400 phone. Also, and this is the thing that separates the Nano and I recently discovered this, is the interface one requires during an aerobic workout. That's the thing. You know, you might say, and I would say to somebody, hey, you got an iPod Touch. You got an iPhone 3GS. Why not just use that? You've already taken the money and you spent it on that, so why not use it? Well, that certainly makes sense, except that when you're working out and you got, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're going to go on a slow walk, if you're walking on the beach, that may work because, you know, you can still focus enough to tap the screen, go into the iPod application. But if you're doing a rigorous, whatever it is, exercise routine, you don't want to have to focus on staring at a screen or having a lot of controls. Tap here, tap there, here, tap there, tap everywhere, tap, tap. No. It just doesn't work that way. Plus, which if your hands are sweating, which I know I'm painting a really pretty picture of my exercise routine. I know. But if you're sweating like a pig, you don't want to get all that sweat on you, even with a a plastic cover protecting over the display screen. You just don't want to do that. So the thing about the Nano, the people I would recommend it for, if of course you don't have an iPod Touch or an iPhone 3GS, is for those who want to use it as an MP3 or an audio delivery system for a workout. That is really, I think that's where it separates itself from almost every other device I've had. Up until now, like a lot of low vision people, I've made do on the standard MP3 players. Once I start a song, I can certainly go from song to song, but I couldn't, assuming I'm using music or podcast to podcast or, you know, even an audiobook to audiobook. But of course, I had no way of determining where they might be unless you do what I did, which was be very specific about how I did the file names, learning the file structure. And based on the file names, I know how they would come up. But, you know, the problem with that, especially when you're getting your, listening to various podcasts, is that once you leave one podcast, if you can't see the screen very well, or have no way of interacting with it beyond forward, backwards, stop and play, is that, you know, you can't, it would always begin at the beginning of each podcast. So you may be, I don't know, an hour in on one show and say, yeah, I've had enough. I need something a little more. Whatever. You can't just, you don't have the luxury of doing the bookmarks. Of course, the MP3 players themselves would bookmark, but it wasn't convenient. And there's also, there are other solutions for visually impaired people. Certainly, I know Rockbox, I've heard nothing but good things about it. And that's a software that has to be installed on a device. But for me, it's not as much about the accessibility in terms of having spoken menus, which certainly is the key in my situation. But for anyone, the beauty and the simplicity of one control, in this case, a click wheel, being able to navigate the device so quickly and effortlessly, it's just amazing. I will say to Apple, the people working there are geniuses. When I took this device out of the box, I was not impressed. I'll tell you right now, if you sit here, as I am currently doing, and you hold the device in your hand, and you begin to use the click wheel, it's not a very impressive interface. Certainly, it would seem to lack the precision that one would have with an iPod Touch or 3GS. However, once you start running, or exercising, or moving, all of a sudden everything changes. I think of the old I guess it was back in the 70s when people started. I'm sure it was in the 60s, but I don't remember. There was a surge of diesel engines, and people started putting diesel engines, or the manufacturers started putting diesel engines in their cars, thinking it would be more cost effective. Well, it was. But not at low speeds. In order to really observe that efficiency, you had to get up to 60 miles an hour. And of course, never turn the car off. There are a lot of problems with diesel engines. But the point is, everything in its own place. So, if you're going to be doing stop and go traffic, a gasoline engine, of course, back then, I'm not talking about hybrid for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about. A gasoline engine would be better. But if you were going to be cruising for, let's say, 2,000 miles and you need to keep the car going all the time, you definitely want a diesel. I think it's the same way here. The Nano really shines when you're in motion and you don't want You only want to navigate the device with one finger. You want something small. You want something that won't that is resistant to sweat. I mean, I use the terms. Okay, perspiration, ladies, for the ladies out there. But you know, everybody knows, men, we sweat. Okay, and it's just perfect. I just love it. Okay, enough of that. So now that you know who I would recommend this for, in fact, kind of think of it, I've had a couple of inquiries already. I've talked to some people about it, and they're saying, oh, Mark, you know, I got to get one. I'm thinking, why? You don't exercise. And they already have an iPod, a larger iPod. I'm thinking, why would you want to, just another device to carry around? So, enough of that. Enough preaching. Let's get down to it. This is the reason why you are here and continuing to listen. All right. So I'm going to pick up the device, and we're going to get started. Didn't we already start? That's what you're asking yourself, right? All right. So I've got the device in my hand, and to turn it on, you just press, it says press any key, but there's only really two keys. And you can either turn the, you can switch the hold button, that'll turn it on. You can also just touch the tap wheel, press it. You'll hear a little click there. Obviously, when the device is off, if you have the hold button in effect, you won't be able to accidentally turn it on. So, you know, and vice versa. All right. Now, I've customized this menu. And that's another thing I like about the iPod Nano is I'm amazed at just how much customization you can do with VoiceOver. Now, make it very clear. This is a fifth generation device. I don't know about the previous devices. And there is an extras menu on here that is totally inaccessible at present. By the way, this device just went to sleep on me. So if you hear that popping noise when I touch it again, that's what you'll be hearing. But there are some things on here that I'm hoping that Apple will, in fact, make accessible. I don't know if they will or not. I don't know if the demand is great enough, but it would be great if they did. Some things that are not currently accessible as of the date of this recording is the pedometer, the calendar, contacts, voice memos. There's a video camera on here, and it's not accessible. The battery status is not accessible. So there are some things yet to be done. But the core reason, and I'm not making excuses. I really hate it when people go, we can't do this, I would not buy this as a contact manager. Okay. Certainly not for a person who can't see, but as an audio means, delivery system during a workout, this is the best you're going to get. Take it from Mark. All right. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Let me talk a little bit about VoiceOver. Two things. I have both Mac and Windows 7, Windows XP. So the speech synthesizer is actually generated from the computer. If you sync or choose, if your primary iTunes library or the iTunes library that you use is on a Macintosh, the default voice will be Alex. Which I think that's right. And this is assuming that you have a running the latest OS. I think it's Snow Leopard. In fact, I know it's Snow Leopard. What am I saying? It's Snow Leopard. It is possible to change the default or the generated voice according to Apple. I haven't done it. Don't need to. Because my primary iTunes library is with good old Windows. And this version of iTunes, the latest version 9.something, and I hate to even give the point because it'll, by the time you hear this, it may, of course, have changed. But at the time of this recording, you will have two choices when you plug the Nano in. And it's pretty self-explanatory. You can use VoiceOver, which will be downloaded to your Windows machine. So you do need to have an internet connection. And if you use the VoiceOver generated menus, spoken menus, it will put the love of my life, Samantha, which is the same voice used on the iPod Touch and iPhone 3GS. Okay. And by the way, that's the one I chose. But you know, if you want, you also have an option on the Windows machine, and this may be the case on the Mac, but I didn't do it on the Mac. So, you know, I'm sure I'll get some feedback saying you were wrong. You can do the same thing on the Macintosh. I know you can do it on. I don't know, but on the Windows, you can certainly use your system's, if you have a system voice installed or active, you can do that. So if you're running JAWS or Zoom Text or any other SAPI 5 speech engine on your computer, I won't bore you with the details, but you can generate it from that. But the minute I saw that Samantha was available, that was pretty much all it was for me. So, and there are other smaller things. By the way, VoiceOver is available in other languages on the iPod Nano. In fact, it's quite an amazing list. I won't read them here, but certainly if you go to the support site for Apple for the Nano, you can look that up. All right, already, enough talking. Let's get down to business. So I'm at my main screen, and I have customized this, and we'll talk a little bit about customization. I didn't spend a lot of time on it, and which makes this thing so perfect because it wasn't necessary. On my main menu, and a click wheel. God, that's hard to explain. It looks like this is hard to explain. For those of you who haven't seen one, it'll be intuitive when you see it. It's a circle, and it doesn't actually turn, but you actually slide your finger around the circle. And there's a center button to execute whatever menu item you're on. And each direction, or each side of the wheel, will either move you left and right, will be forward to backwards. Up is previous, or it's labeled as the menu, but it really takes you through the previous menu. And down is, if you tap the down, but depending on where you are, it would play/pause. There is no stop, as it were. And if you press and hold it down, it will actually power the Nano off. How's that for a technically accurate description? All right, here we go. Let's keep going.
Language. About.
I have set this up so that each time a menu item is selected, it will click. It just kind of helps focus. Some people may find it annoying, but I like it. Oh, and you should know, I won't go into it here because it's really kind of hard to show you on on a non-video podcast, but the screen does have some the screen has some accessibility features also, the display screen, in terms of contrast and backlight adjustments, which is very nice for those who are just merely low vision.
Music.
So the first one in my menu is music. I'm going to just move my thumb clockwise. And a nice thing about this, if you go counterclockwise, the menus don't wrap. No, they don't wrap, baby. They don't wrap.
Music.
So I can keep going counterclockwise and nothing will happen because I'm at the top. So my first item is music.
Playlist.
Playlist.
Songs.
Songs. And these are different ways for me to get to drill down into the whatever I want to listen to.
Podcasts. Screen lock. Settings.
Settings is where we're going to start here because you'll want to set this up.
Settings. Shuffle. Off.
I just pressed the enter key on settings and you can hear what it said. Shuffle is off. And that's good because, I like to have control. And if you're moving a lot and I like to know what songs are going to come up. So I usually keep that turned off.
Repeat. Off.
Right now I have repeat turned off. I can press the center button on the device, the center of the click wheel to toggle this and I'll let you hear it.
All. One. Off.
So it has three states. Off, so repeat, right? So that way nothing will be repeated. All, and that means whatever you happen to be playing, if it's a playlist, it will go through the entire playlist. If it's an album, it will go through the entire album and then repeat. Or the one I use the most, certainly when I'm working out, is...
One.
Is one. And that means whatever song, video, podcast you're playing, at the end of it, it will repeat immediately. Okay, so I'm going to turn this back to off. I'm just pressing the center of the click wheel.
Off.
Okay.
Playback.
Now we have a playback menu.
Playback. Energy saver. Off.
I have energy saver turned to off. I'll tell you right now, I have not explored this. I have to read the manual about that. Reading the manual. God, you know I'm getting old when I have to read the manual.
EQ.
Equalizer. This is a really nice feature that is in the iPod application on the iPhone 3GS. It allows you to set how the treble is, how the treble don't treble with treble, or if it don't treble with treble, or is it don't treble with treble and tribbles? I don't know. I usually leave mine set to off. The default is fine. Although sometimes if you listen to shows, podcasts, older radio broadcasts, you may want to adjust this.
Sound check, off.
Sound check, again, another feature that will help.
Mono audio. Off.
Mono audio is off, and that is in case, as I'm sure you would be able to fathom, if you want to hear both tracks of both stereo tracks of a song only in one ear.
Volume limit.
Right now, I have volume limits set to off, and that's because I want to be able to decide how loud I make it. However, if you're learning this device, it is very sensitive. So if you're not careful, you really could hurt your ears. You may choose to set a volume limit. And so you can protect your ears, but I haven't done that. That's probably why I'm half deaf as it is right now. Okay.
Audio crossfade. Off.
Audio crossfades, self-explanatory. Obviously, as it moves from one song to the next, fade out the previous song and fade in the next song.
Audiobooks. Normal.
You can play audiobooks in different speeds, just like you can on the iPhone 3GS, and no doubt on the iPod Touch.
Shake off.
I have shake off for obvious reasons. I use this as a primary exercise device, so obviously, you don't want to do that. I have that turned off. I'm going to go back to the previous menu by pressing the up or at the 12 o'clock section of the click wheel. I'm going to tap it once. Well, it's not really a tap. I'm actually pressing down on it.
Settings. Playback.
So that was the playback menu. I'm still going down the main menu now.
General.
I'm going into the general menu.
General. Clicker. On.
Obviously, I have the clicker turned on, which of course helps me focus. And I would recommend this for anybody with visually impaired.
Spoken menus. On.
I have spoken menus turned on.
Brightness. Backlight.
Here's a backlight menu.
Brightness.
Brightness menu.
Font size. Standard.
Font size menu. I'm not going into all these, but that's pretty self-explanatory.
Main menu.
You can customize each of the menus. You can customize the main menu. You can customize the song menu. And I'll do just a little bit of it, but it's kind of boring to listen to, quite frankly. And I won't bore you with that. But let me just give you an idea. I'm going to go to the main menu.
Main menu. Voice memos. Off.
And all I did was press enter on main menu. Now, don't get confused. I'm not at the main menu. I didn't keep pressing the menu button or the 12 o'clock section of the wheel click wheel to get back. I simply landed on this in the general settings menu. And now I'm going to customize it. You can see that I have voice memos set to off. If I were to press the enter key on this, it would turn it on. And when I got back to my main menu, you would see that as an option. But because it's not accessible, there's really no need for me to use it at this point. So you can just go down this list.
Nike Plus iPod. Off. Sleep. Off. Shuffle songs. Off. Reset menu.
You get the idea. I'm going to go ahead and press the 12 o'clock section or the menu button.
General. Main menu. Music menu.
You can customize the main menu, the music menu, as I said before.
Sort contacts. Last.
And of course, you can sort contacts if you have those turned on. That's pretty much all there is to it. I mean, it's themedly simple and effective and wonderful and perfect.
Spoken menus.
I'm going to get out of this simply by, again, pressing the menu button. Or again, this would be the 12 o'clock section of the click wheel.
Settings. General.
Okay, and I'm going back.
Language.
Language.
Radio regions.
Yeah, this does have a radio region. You can get a FM radio on this device, and it works very well. Marginally accessible. You can certainly get the job done. Frankly, if it were going to be the absolute perfect device, it would get AM stations. Then I would be happier than a clam in clam sauce. I haven't seen it. Have you seen many happy clams lately? Okay, so I'm going to just keep going. I'm going to just press the menu button until I get back out.
iPod. Settings. Songs. Music.
At the very top where it says music. And since I want to do a demonstration of the playlist I have, I'm going to slide I'm using my thumb, actually.
Playlists.
So I land on playlist, and I'm going to press the enter key.
Playlists. Gladys Many Different Roads.
This is an album I have on here, Gladys Knight Many Different Roads. But I've actually created my own playlist in iTunes.
Jukebox.
Jukebox is what I want. So I'm going to simply press the enter key on it.
Jukebox. Missing You. John Waite.
And of course, I can begin playing right now by either pressing the enter key, the center of the click wheel, or pressing the down or the number 6 area of the click wheel. Either one will start the song playing. Let's do it.
Now playing.
I'm adjusting the volume even as I speak, and I can do that because during the now playing area, that is to say, when you're playing a song, a video, to adjust the volume, simply slide your finger around the click wheel. Don't press anything, just slide your finger. Clockwise will increase the volume. Counterclockwise will decrease the volume. It's amazing. It's so simple. If I want to stop the song, simply tap the six, tapping the bottom, the play/pause area of the click wheel, which is at the number six position. Okay, and if I press it again, picks up right where I left off. And now if I want to go to the next song, because I don't have repeat on, or repeat one on, I just press the right, or the number three position of the click wheel. If I want to, what Apple would effectively call scrub to the right, or to kind of fast forward it and hear it as it goes, I just press and hold the number three area of the click wheel. Okay, I'm gonna go to another song. Again, as I'm sitting here, you might think, Mark, it's awful sensitive. You know, what's the big deal? The big deal, my friends, is that when you're working out and you don't want to have to think about what you're doing, and you can do everything you need to do with one finger, assuming that, you know, you're holding a device in your hand or it's strapped to your hip or whatever, it's just perfect. Well, I think the title of this song is pretty much says what it's time to do, for me to do, which is to go. And I don't want to go, but I got to go, you know? Thank you so much for listening. This is an absolutely amazing device. The iPod Nano, fifth generation, is going to revolutionize the way you exercise. I guarantee it. Remember to make a joyful noise, my friends, and I will see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.